actually just kill me.
Boys, girls, and in-betweeners, it's 9:39 Eastern Standard Time in the nighttime. It's your host, Michael, Gamers with Controllers. How the hell are you? It's been a minute. Just been doing a lot of adulting and still trying to figure out how to navigate this crazy thing called mortgages. Congratulations, you own a new house. Yay! Fucking hate it. Anywho, things that I've been doing recently. I've acquired a new four-legged friend, also known as my canine companion. His name is Remy. I will post links and pictures eventually to my husky pit bull mix of a dog. He's only 4 months old, and we rescued him from a pound because, you know, do-gooders have to do good things, and why not rescue an animal that'll be your friend for the next 10 to 20 years? Realizing that in my feed, I've been watching a lot of stuff on Instagram and TikTok and fucking podcasts and Facebook and all this shit, and I am so tired of the goddamn obvious of how women can basically fuck any guy they want, which is true. I mean, how many people have you known that turned down pussy? It's unfathomable. But to see these videos of these guys interviewing hot chicks, and we already know it's a hit piece in the sense that, yeah, I'm hot, I'm pretty, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm a self-made millionaire, and now I can pull bitches, and you guys have a double standard. Boo, friggin' who? Who gives a shit? If you see someone you like, spit game. If you don't have game, just say hello. And what are you up to? And if you get shot down, go for something prettier, go for something uglier, go for something heavier. Who cares? Just go and do things. You know, it's insane. Like, I'm flabbergasted on how many videos I see of these same fucking alpha douchebags, which, God bless them, they got a fucking gimmick, they got people that bite, you know, and they're just stating the obvious. Yeah, pussy is a very powerful thing. It has the ability to mend nations and ruin nations and destroy families and make families whole and all this wonderful and hurtful shit all at once. And I'm tired of just seeing the obvious. You know, if you're not happy, move on. If you're sticking around for some nefarious reasons, God bless you and for the long con. But yeah, it's just insanity. And now that's just, you know, on the relationship tidbit of bullshit nonsense that most people see on their Facebook feeds. I don't know why this is in my algorithm. I might just start typing in puppies and video games and hopefully it'll clear it up. But I am sick and tired of seeing these fucking videos of these 20-something-year-old hot bimbo chicks who, God bless them, you know, they're using their beauty for capital. It's the best way to put it. Oh, look at my boobs. I'm on fucking Tinder and I'm on OnlyFans and Feet Finder and this and that. And give me your money and let me masturbate in front of you. And it's only $9.99 per minute. I was just, Jesus Christ, I'm just rambling on about nonsense, but you get it. It's just stupid. You know, when are hot chicks in general going to realize that eventually your hotness will fade? Whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, a baby, 3 baby daddies from now, whatever, it goes away. And then you start looking ridiculous. Like, fuck, Madonna. Have you seen what she's up to? Have you seen the nonsense she's putting on to just be fucking relevant? Look, you sold your soul, and now it's time to pay the piper. And yes, your face looks good, and you're all nipped and tucked and stretched and zip tied and stapled and glued and all this other shit, but your fucking arms are like the Crypt Keeper. Just fade into obscurity and take your losses. You made your millions, you fucked your dudes, and your chicks, and now you got some young dude that's like a third of your age. God bless you, but Jesus Christ, you know, just go away with that shit, you know? Like my boy Robo Ben once said, go somewhere with that shit. Get off my feed. I don't understand why you keep running across my shit. It's just insanity. And it's terrifying because you also see other people like, fuck, Sharon Osbourne. Another person, lovely lady, but you shouldn't look like you're 30 when you're 70, 60, whatever it is. You know, fuck, look at Ozzy. He's aged gracefully, no nip tuck. He's just lost his marbles and he's going with the flow and being super grandpa to his granddaughter and grandson. Good for him. And then I just keep seeing this shit. It's just insanity. Just looking at these people that I grew up with that were hot sex icons that are now just losing their shit and falling into obscurity and trying to stay relevant. And it's just nonsense. Like, give it up already. Fuck. You know, you're not special anymore. And then seeing other people that regret doing surgery, like, you know, Black China. I don't know who the fuck she was until someone pointed it out. Yeah, she was with the Kardashians and she's gotten the fillers taken out of her face and this and that. Good for you. You're getting all the fake shit that made you look faker. And now we're supposed to applaud you for going back to the way you're supposed to look? Like, okay, whatever. Courtney Cox bitching about, I regret getting plastic surgery. Well, fuck, if you were making $1 million an episode, you got fuck you money. You don't need to put on a mask or nip tuck this, that, and the other thing. Like, fuck's sake, people. Jesus. Get a real hobby, you know? Now back to the other things that I got rattling on in this brain. If you haven't seen the Valentine's Day special for the Harley Quinn show on HBO Max on the DC Hub, you must watch it. I've never laughed so hard in my goddamn life since seeing that episode. I mean, plot twist, it revolves around Bane and trying to find love. That's really the main story. I don't give a shit what anyone says about Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy and their shenanigans. It was all about Bane, and he brought the hurt, and I've never laughed so hard in my life. So if you get a chance, you want a good laugh, you want to make people feel uncomfortable about your choices in life, watch that shit with a group of your friends and don't tell them nothing. Just be like, yo, we're going to watch a cartoon. Brace yourself and call it a day. What else have I been doing? Living the nostalgia life and collecting everything and anything that was old when I was a child and was too poor to afford, game console wise. And I'm almost I completed my Sony when it comes to home consoles, not including the portables, just regular consoles. I've collected the Sony PlayStations 1 through 5, and couldn't be happier. It's a weird feeling now to go into the mod scene and get some chips and hard drives, start modding the fuck out of these things so that way I too can have everything that I've ever wanted for Sony. And then I'm doing the same for Nintendo also, working on that too. I am shy several consoles. I need to get me a Switch, OLED, and Super NES, NES, and GameCube. I already have a Wii. Oh, not to mention I need a Wii U also, but, you know, I'm just doing it from a collector standpoint for holding on to shit that is soon to be put to the wayside. Everything is all in the cloud and just, you know, you don't really have anything physical. It's all digital, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong, digital is fine, but I love to collect stuff. And big shout out to Gerard, the completionist, who spent roughly, I want to say it was like $21,000, and this man has bought everything on the Nintendo eShop I believe it's for the Game Boy 3DS and basically anything Nintendo related. He dropped all that money to download all these games. It took him like 400 days to download all these games. God bless you, sir. And then he donates that to the video game museum because, you know, these corporations who are soulless and just, yeah, we put out product and then we forget about it. He's trying to save it and preserve it and put it out there for, you know, the many generations to come. You ask a little kid nowadays, hey, do you know what Atari is? They look at you like you're fucking crazy. You know, but you ask someone in their 40s and 50s, you know what Atari is or ColecoVision. And you know, some of them faces light up and they reminisce and they go, oh yeah, I remember it. But then they don't have it to play with, or it's very hard to find, or it's an obscene amount, and it's like, fuck this. Or, worst case scenario, it's in a goddamn gaming museum. And then you look at all this crap, and you're like, shit, I used to own this stuff. So I figured I'd take it upon myself to be one of those collectors again. And, you know, besides collecting firearms and ammo, just get back to basics and grassroots and start collecting shit that just makes me quasi-happy. You know, you're not supposed to put your happiness into things. You know, things aren't supposed to make you happy. But without those things, you can't make your memories and you can't just be happy. So I'm going to go that route. What else? So Anchor has now switched over and was bought out by Spotify. So you may be now hearing me on the Spotify channel versus what it used to be called, which was Anchor. That was a shock. I got an email and it's like, hey, dipshit, we swapped over. So now you use this format. It's the same shit, different name, but it's the same shit. And because it's free and it reaches out to the thousands of people that allow me to molest their ear holes on any daily basis, I thank you. Talking to myself, with myself, by myself, next to my bestie, Remy. So that's on that front. There's a lot of good movies out there in the theaters. Watched the new Scream movie. Must see. Completely taken by surprise. And, it's kind of like Usual Suspect style, you know? Like, holy shit, didn't see that coming. What else is out there? The new Mario movies will be coming out soon. That Creed movie was pretty good. Cocaine Bear. Now that's a fucking movie. If you ever want to just kill an hour and 45 minutes of your life and laugh at the 80s and what was the 80s, which was, you know, dropping cocaine from airplanes and seeing bears eat that shit and trying to kill people, by all means. It's as good as The Revenant, if not better, because the fucking bear was the villain. Which was funny. Real funny. Wow. What else can we talk about? So on a downer note, we buried my dad in the National Cemetery for Veterans last week. And it was a joyous event because now he's with the rest of his brethren and he can watch over us from where he's at. And there's not a day that goes by that I wish that I was closer to my dad. But he was a very difficult man to love or be loved by. I mean, the man was as hard as it come. And he did a lot of things that most parents by labels of this generation wouldn't approve of. And it's borderline abusive in the sense of parenting. But it made me who I was and it made me a stronger person. And it actually, I look at my children and I think, okay, well, at least I'm not my dad. But at least my kids turned out a little bit better than me. And I mean, from having a son at 20 and getting custody, sole custody by the time you're 22, and then having the baby mama pay you child support for the better part of a decade, thank God. You know, and then for your son to grow up and be a well-adjusted young adult with a job that pays well, that has plenty of room for advancement, and that he's good at, and which his old man used to be doing, couldn't be happier. I got a daughter who's now, 18, and is on our way to medical school to be a nurse. Hopefully we can coax her into being a doctor, because having a doctor in the family is good, especially when you're sick or you need help or triage or whatever, you know. And then my youngest one, well, she's still trying to figure shit out. And she wants to be an interior decorator, designer, I don't know. She's still young. She has, she'll be a senior next year. She's actually getting ready for her junior prom, which is also a scary event because, kids and proms and limos and events and venues. Where does the time go? For all my family and friends who are now just starting on the family bandwagon kick and starting to raise families and have kids, God bless you. It's going to be a tough, hard road, because nowadays your kids have access to everything. They have access to artificial intelligence that can do their homework for them, to social media. I mean, growing up as a kid, if we wanted an answer, we had to go to either to the library or an encyclopedia. And if you were too poor to afford an encyclopedia, get the walk into the library. That's how we Googled shit back in the day. Now, everything is within nanoseconds in their pocket. Everything they need to do, find out about, listen, watch, all in their pockets. Amazing. It's insanity, but it is what it is. Back to the gaming aspect, I was able to scoop up a Nintendo 64 and cop some really cool wireless controllers called the Admiral. If you want to look them up, just type in Admiral N64 controller. You'll see what they look like. They're pretty badass. And I just found out that I'm able to use these controllers with my N64, my GameCube, my Nintendo Wii, Wii U, and anything with Bluetooth, really, and anything Nintendo related. It's awesome, you know, for the price, can't beat it. It's insane. It's, you know, and then I got a EverDrive in the mail, and that'll allow me to actually own every game for Nintendo known to man, which I can't wait, because there's a lot of games I haven't played as a child that I would like to play and play with other people and bring to gaming events, etc. You know, it is what it is. Can't complain. Love it. So, yeah. Well, I'll be working on some more content and interviewing some more, hopefully soon, and giving shout outs to their businesses, working with something in the mix, and just give them a big shout out, you know, but more to come. So this is your host, Michael, with Gamers with Controllers, punching out.